History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1, it's Big Mike. Excited to get this man on the line. He's coming back to the Mile High City. He's actually going to be here this Saturday at the Paramount Theater. He's part of some of the most well-known TV and movie franchises, you know, from In Living Color to Scary Movies, Haunted Houses, and this Saturday he's back. We've got Marlon Wayans. What's up, man?
Big Mike.
How you been, bro?
Big Mike. I've been good, man. Working hard.
Yeah, you've been staying busy.
Too hard. I'm working too hard, man. Slaves is like, would you sit your black behind down?
You've been staying really busy, and you're staying so busy that you're actually back here this Saturday in the Mile High City. You're going to be in the Paramount Theater, man. You been good?
Yeah, man. Coming to perform for Denver, man. Some of the best crowds I've ever played for, and I hope they don't smoke too damn much because they be sitting there just watching sometimes. So luckily, it's an early show. It's like an 8 o'clock show, Paramount Theater, June 11th. You know, come on out, bring your friends, and let's make it a party.
Well, you know, we're already a mile high as it is, so there's already a little oxygen. When you add the smoke up in there, it just kind of makes people a little woozy.
Man, I can't breathe for nothing in Denver. Denver makes me feel like someone punched me in my nose.
It's one of the few places where stand-up comedians actually have to have an oxygen tank nearby, even if they're not doing a full singing set or anything.
And it's crazy because I sweat so much. Like, when I'm on stage, I'm working. So, you know, I get scared. I get lightheaded. But you know what? I'll die on the stage. I love it that much.
Well, I know the Maz is excited to see you. Actually, get your tickets right now at cancel1075.com. There's just a few left. He's at the Paramount Theater this weekend downtown. And I also heard you got a new show just picked up from NBC, your show Marlon.
Man, you literally listening to the grapevine. You're trying to get me killed. Don't say that too loud.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I am. I know. Denver grimy. I'm back on the plane to say that out loud. Yes, I'm going to be on NBC. I got a show called Marlon. And basically, it's kind of like, it's a throwback, man. It's a TV dad. It's just not your regular TV dad.
Hey, you know, it's crazy. You know, this is just like one TV show. You've been part of, you know, you and your family have been part of, you know, comedy and entertainment for decades. But you've only started doing stand-up like in the last 5 years, right?
Yeah, last 5 years. And I got to tell you, it's done something different to me. It's really helped me really strengthen my point of view and who I am as an artist. You know, it's one thing to be a Wayans, but this last couple of years have been about being Marlon.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited, and I'm really grateful that all the fans come out and see me. And, you know, people haven't seen this side of me, so I really encourage them to come out because it's raw, it's wild, it's funny. You got a little heart, but it's a really funny stand-up show.
And I know you've written, you've produced.
Come see me before I'm great. Come see me before I'm legend. Come see me before I'm a legend.
You're already there, man. You're already getting on that legendary status, man. You know,
before I OD on now and later. Hurry up.
We don't need you to do that, but you do got to. So you're doing a stand up, and you've written, you've produced, you've directed. When you're doing, you know, when you're getting ready for your stand up show, do you kind of use the same thought process when you like work on other projects, or do you have to go in with a different mindset?
Different mindset. When you're doing stand up, man, I'm like a lion ready to attack a buffalo, you know. And for me, I stalk the stage.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there trying to get laughs. I want people to hurt. And so I'm out there having fun and attacking that stage, and I'm just in the zone.
Well, I know.
I just performed. It was 107 degrees.
Ooh.
in Oregon. There was no air conditioning, so on stage it was like 125 degrees.
Whew.
I performed for an hour and a half. I was just drenched. I put it on my Snapchat at Marlon Wayans of me wringing my shirt out afterwards, and it was just buckets of sweat. Hitting the floor.
I was going to say, that's like taking stand-up to the next level.
People paying their good weed money to come see me, I'm giving y'all a good show.
And look, I don't mean to correct you, but it's Marlon L. Wayans, right?
Yeah, that's on Snapchat, Marlon L. Wayans. Instagram, Marlon Wayans, just Marlon Wayans.
Who's the asshole who took the Marlon Wayans Snapchat from? We need
I don't know. I want to slap the shit out of him. I want to Snapchat me slapping him. Snapchat. And then Twitter at Marlon Wayans. If you're listening right now, tweet me. I'm going to retweet you. And make sure y'all come on down and check me out. I guarantee you're going to laugh from the time you sit down to the time you leave the theater.
Get your tickets right now. KS1075.com. It's this Saturday, Paramount Theater. Marlon Wayans, thank you so much for making time for us, man.
Thank you. Big Mike.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.